It is time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst, and your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Rosie, what was it like to see Mike Clevenger yesterday? What was that?
Hold on, Bruce. Were you singing just there? Were you singing the song?
Yes, it was him.
Craig will tell you during the day. I'm walking through the Guardians. Yes.
Gets in your head, doesn't it?
Yes. And when they and just so you know, when they have rainouts, I record a No Guardians. So, and I've had to do that a couple times because I'm waiting during the day patiently whether Mother Nature's going to let us play. And that happened the other day, and now we played two. How do you like that? A two-game series, one day, two-game series with a team. They come in and then they leave.
It's so short, and then you know you're settling in, starting to learn, especially a National League West team. You're starting to learn, you know, some of their players and what makes them tick, and then poof, they're gone after just one day. But it was a fun day of baseball, a couple of one-run ball games, and. It was good stuff yesterday.
Yeah, but because with Mike Clevenger getting his first start after his rehab, that was nice to see, I guess, from a
you know what
sentimental
it was because it was great when he was here and you know he really developed into one of the game's best pitchers and obviously he's unique, his delivery is unique, his look is unique, and you know it was nice to see him back because that was a big trade for both teams and. You know, so far the Padres just haven't had him healthy enough for him to help them, but it looks like he's ready to go and should help them this season, and that's good for them.
Right. Well, that trade built half our team, then, right? We have left on the Guardians from a lot of those players that came.
Half the team, yes, one player. So it was a good return for the Guardians, but so far for the Padres until he gets going, they haven't gotten much out of it.
Right. Well, we get news the other day. The dreaded designated for assignment. When you see that, that's sort of pretty much the saying goodbye to the player. Bobby Bradley, Logan Allen, now designated for assignment. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, not necessarily.
Really? Okay.
They have to be claimed by someone else. You could still be in the system if they're not claimed by anyone and this ball club later on down the road. Now, there's some other things that could lead them to move, but difficult decisions. But you know what, guys? I think in both cases, in Bradley's case, other players played better and moved a position where they deserve to stay on the team. And Tito talked about that. He said sometimes you have to. You know, from a standpoint of the roster, obviously, you know, you have a big chance to lose a player. But you have to think about what message it sends to the other players. If the players are playing well and you keep someone who's not, that can be a difficult message to send to the rest of your team. About that.
Slightly ironically, wasn't Jake Bauer that same message they sent to Bobby Bradley last year? It's sort of, you know what I mean? He's on the other side of that
fence.
But
I think it was different, though, because that was at the end of spring training. Basically they kept Richie Palacios, and from the way I looked at it, they kept Richie Palacios over Bobby Bradley because he came up here and produced. I mean, right away. And I think they didn't feel right about sending him back. And some of it's the fit, you know, in terms of where Bradley plays and where Palacios plays. But, they looked at someone who was producing. Bobby was really struggling. For some reason, he just had lost his way offensively. And if he can stay in the organization and go to AAA Columbus and get that swing going again, he could be helpful down the road, but at least right now he's really struggling at the plate, and they just couldn't keep him here.
Yes, I mean, you have to look at the current moment right now, and the guy that produced yesterday, Stephen Kwan, again. Did you expect a bunt? Did you expect a bunt early in that time, or did he just slap away?
With him, no, because of the way he puts the ball in play. It would seem like he'd waste that opportunity, and he did. He put the ball in play, and it got through, and when he makes contact, it's usually good contact. So it was a good at bat at the end of game two. And I suppose you could have bunted, but you know, do you want to trade an out for moving guys up? I mean, you had an opportunity there to try and go ahead and win it right there, and that's what they did. So, hey, in hindsight, it was a great play, right? No bunt.
Absolutely.
But I was fine with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Long day of baseball yesterday. Now we've got a four-game series against the Blue Jays. Aaron Civale on the mound tonight.
Aaron Civale for the Guardians, and he's looking to get back on the right track. He's kind of struggled here in recent starts, and you know, he got off to a rough start in his last outing against Oakland, but then he kind of settled in a little bit. So we'll see if he can build off of that and have a good one here tonight. He really needs one. It's been a little bit since he's had a good start.
Yeah, we're looking for some nice weather, too, to play some games at the ballpark for this weekend. But Mother's Day, what's on the agenda for Mother's Day Sunday? I don't know. You're not Bobby D, but I guess I'll throw it out there anyway for that.
You know what? I see a 140 game, and, you know, I'm not sure. I'm sure they'll have some special stuff going on at the ballpark, but I'm not 100% sure.
No guaranteed win for Mom? Come on. We at least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's part of it.
That's going to be part. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us for talking Guardians baseball on WEOL, brought to you by your North Vigil Convenience, NOCO, and Tuffy Auto Service Center.